Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Our heroes finally got on that boat to Burnfort, not after thwarting an assassination attempt, finding a long-lost team member, and generally making a few friends and a few enemies. Of course, they did manage to prove themselves in the initial competition here in Langdale, and now they are off to Burnfort, the wine capital of the continent, to see if they can take on the entire Hero's Gauntlet. Of course, they do first have to make it through a 2-week-long boat trip with nothing but each other and the open river and not the seas. Anyways, here it is, the Boat to Burnfort series, part 1. Enjoy.
Was that weird?
Enjoy.
Alrighty. So, Thursday morning, bright and early, you got on a boat. Now, this boat was no ordinary boat. 'Twas indeed a river barge. In ownership of Lavinia herself. You would find out later that this is actually her boat that she uses to go on her missions, and you guys just happen to be on it right now. And so since it is a river barge, it doesn't look like a classic like ship that you think that sails the seas. It has no masts. It's actually a lot flatter. It doesn't go deep. It's rather wide, actually, in nature. And I will show you the first illustration of our boat in a moment. The thing to note, though, is you guys are indeed sailing downriver on this trip. But to get here, Lavinia had to take her boat upriver against the grain of the water. And she could use her magic, but that is a little bit a waste of her time. And so when you went to go on the boat that morning, you indeed discovered that there were 4 giant toads sitting on the roof of this boat, Molly, who, when not in use, actually just sit and sunbathe on the roof. But when need toads? To be taken upriver, they're the ones who tow the ship itself.
The tow toads.
The tow toads.
Wow, I would like to see that.
And so this is the boat you're on.
They're cute.
Oh, they're so my fat. God! Wait, let me see that more clearly.
The biggest butts.
Oh my goodness.
Do toads have butts?
And so you guys board the boat very early, right? About
wait, what? Do toads have butts?
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
I figure like every animal has a butt.
That's the book my parents read to me.
Asshole.
Yeah,
not snakes.
Where
do they poop?
Snakes everyone have butts. Poops.
Their tail.
Maybe it's not a butt in the traditional sense that we know butts as.
You don't have to have butt cheeks to have a butt.
Yeah.
It's just humans have cheeks.
I want butt rights.
Wow.
I won't be butt discriminated against.
Can I Google a picture of toads' butts?
I'm not your mom.
Keep going.
Please
Let's
do.
Let's get it started.
I'm looking through the book called The History of the Might Mire Mountains, and there is a section on toad butts.
Mm-hmm. There is a section on toad butts.
These pictures, it's like toad porn.
Ew! What? Yes. Why are you mad at me about
that? It's just a nice booty pic of toads. Oh my gosh.
Pass your phone around. I want to see.
I don't want
look at the first
see.
Three. Look at the first. Oh.
Brianna, these are hilarious.
Brianna pulls out her phone.
Cool.
Ew. They do kind of have cheeks, though.
They do. Wait, toads have butt cheeks.
Update. Toads have butt cheeks.
Y'all should Google this.
That's bad.
Uh-oh. Ooh, that's bad. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So these hefty butt cheeked toads just to sort of sunbathe on the roof of this boat. And the boat is super chill. You find out that there is 4 floors to it, 2 below deck, 2 above deck, and then the deck itself. And then the roof that the toads sunbathe on. And it's super, it's like a nice boat. Like the wood looks good.
Nice.
Right? Like
the wood looks good.
It's polished. The wood looks good, y'all.
That's what she said.
that dick on that boat, though.
Those thick-ass toads.
The wood looks good on those thick-ass toads.
Zill jumps off the boat. Yep. And this is my announcement, guys. I'm leaving the podcast.
Good, good.
Zill jumps off with weights attached to her.
This is a social experiment.
This is the end of Zill's story.
Okay.
Please don't end it like that.
And so you all sort of get on the boat, and among you, Lavinia is, of course, there. Craig is there, who you remember as being one of the two team managers. Scotty is there, who was your team manager who was in Hairspray. Awesome. Arthur is among you guys because he has you and Lavinia sat down and talked that morning, Zill, about what to do with him.
Yeah.
And the consensus was sort of, let's take him to a school in Burnfort because that's where you're going to be for the next few months.
Yeah.
And it was about time for him to start being educated if he was going to be anyways, which isn't necessarily a popular thing to do in Troutbeck. All right. So as you guys are boarding the boat, you see the crew who is sort of in charge of maintaining it. And you see that it is a 6-person crew with 2 captains. The 6-person crew is like an equal mixture of dwarven and humans. And then you see there are 2 dwarven captains, 1 man, 1 woman. They have matching green rings on their fingers.
Are they married?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's so cute. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I love it.
And
decks him in the face.
Yeah. And
what the fuck?
And like you get on board, and then Scotty turns around and she is like, "Welcome to the boat." And then she turns and she looks at Lavinia and she goes, "What's the name of this boat?" And Lavinia was like, I don't know, name it what you want. and then Scotty like thinks for a second and she's like, "Welcome to the riv I don't know.
Do you need help?
You guys name it.
What's the Latin word for toad butt?
What's Latin?
I don't know.
What's common?
How about we do that thing where we all say one word and that's the name of the boat?
There we go.
Oh, okay. An improv game. Yeah. All right, you start.
Me start?
Yeah, me move start.
Sea.
Toad.
Warrior.
Fly.
So the sea toad warrior fly. Is it like a battle between the sea toad and the warrior fly?
You don't gotta go too into it.
Okay.
It's just,
yeah.
The sea toad warrior fly.
Yeah.
And so
I think that's famous.
And so Scotty just brightens up. She's like, "All right, sea toad warrior fly. I have 2 weeks of great activities planned. And you guys are going to have such a good time when you are on this boat. And then you will be prepared for Burnfort when you get there."
So this journey is 2 weeks long?
Yes.
Whoa. Right.
We're going to be together on a boat for 2 weeks.
Two whole weeks. At that point, Lavinia actually says, "That's actually a great point. Phoebe, may I speak with you for a moment?"
Oh. What?
Okay. Can everyone else come?
No.
I'll just tell you everything she says in a minute.
Okay.
And at that point, she leads you up the 2 flights of stairs to the sort of the second level.
Are we holding hands?
No.
Okay.
She's your teacher.
You try, but she like hits it away.
She's like, no.
I don't want to get lost.
And so she leads you to, and then she opens the door and you find out that this is like her office and living quarters. This is her like this is it.
Lavinia.
And she leads you in and she shuts the door and she sort of turns to you and she goes, "So you may return to your companions in a few moments, and I don't have a lot for you to do during this boat trip. I just wanted to let you know what we would be doing. So we are going to be taking this boat to Burnfort, but we are not going to be staying there. We will be docking there. Another one of my apprentices will be onboarding, and then we will be setting off again.
Yay!
I do, however, want to just sort of have a quick conversation. I am putting my trust in you to take care of your colleagues during this trip."
Side note, it's a player over here. What the fuck? Don't trust us or something? That is not very nice. All right, back to your conversation.
Mm-hmm. They have a penchant for running into trouble, and I would like my boat to be afloat at the end of this.
Yeah. Okay.
So just as a sort of basis, they will reflect upon you.
Okay. I'll go. I'm kind of like the boss anyway, so. No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her once I find out she said that.
Listen, I'll do my best.
And that's all. I'll have a few transcriptions I need you to help me with later this week, but for now you should be good.
Okay. Thanks, boss.
And she sort of just gestures to the door.
Phoebe skitters out.
She comes back, and Zill's immediately saying, okay, so this is how we should sink the boat.
As all right,
Doc, because like, it'd be such a cool incoming.
And then, don't, guys.
And then Griana says, hey, Phoebe, so as the boss, yeah. What did she say so I can kind of relay to the troops out here?
She asked me to make sure you guys don't destroy the boat.
What the fuck?
Okay, you guys.
Why would we do that?
You guys, everyone, hey, everyone, Lavinia does not want us to destroy the boat, she told me, so let's just
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure she told Phoebe, who just told you, who told us.
No, it was a direct, I think she just didn't want to bother me.
I think...
I'm the boss.
Yeah.
You know, we got some sweet, sweet boat
meat.
Opportunities.
So I
sweet, sweet
I
boat
take
meat.
Boat I take the bread rolls out of my bra and I'm like, should mm-hmm. I return this? I took them without permission.
Well, no, because I won't sink the boat. As long as we don't sink the boat, we're okay. But anything else we do, if it keeps it afloat,
are you sure? Because I have a really cool trick that if we pull it off, it'll look really cool sliding.
No, actually, please don't. I don't want to get in trouble with my new teacher 2 seconds in. It's okay. Gonna be junior year all over again.
Okay, Phoebe, fine. You have my word that
what
this
happened junior
boat
year?
Will be afloat.
I was a bad boy.
You have, I'll agree. But we all know I might change at any time, at any moment.
That's
okay. I will watch that.
Yes. Okay, Phoebe, you have my word as well as a loyal, upper level. Friend,
management, yes. Management. As your upper level well, management
you're
friend.
You're technically not our boss.
I know.
Anymore,
I'm
Griana.
Sorry. Old
you
habits.
You told us to call you Griana, not
I'm
boss.
Sorry. Old yeah. habits die hard. Yeah. So
die hard. It's a good movie.
What? Yeah, you guys. I'm right. Sorry. You caught me slipping. I'm your friend, not your boss. You're the caught me slipping.
She's back on her bullshit again.
And so at that point,
it's a transitional period.
You four are approached by the dwarven couple. Girl of which has like blonde hair that's like braided back really tight into a bun, just sort of like a practical out of the way nature. And then you see like the polar opposite on the guy who has like this big fluffy beard, very shaggy hair, brown, brunette. They both like come up to your sort of circle that you're standing and discussing whether or not to sink the boat. And one of them said, the girl, he goes, hi, you guys haven't been on the boat before, so I'd love to do quick introductions, crew. And then you see like the six of them who were previously setting up to sort of take off, come walk over. And she says, all right, you guys first, introduce yourselves, please.
Kai Abadite, and this is Cooper. Cooper peeks out and goes, okay. And turns evergreen green.
Mm.
He's never been on the sea before.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Oh. Worked with pirates once.
What?
What?
That's fucking sick. What? That's awesome.
Backstory.
Oh, that's my God.
Crazy. Hi, my name is Griana Arande, and this is my owl griffin, Iga.
Mm-hmm.
I have no identity anymore.
Okay.
I'm here to find myself.
Yeah, and I'm here to find myself. Thank you.
I'm Phoebe Valpip. Yep.
And I'm
pip, pip.
I'm Zill Nyer. No pet, just me.
But sweatbands.
Sweatbands.
We have each other.
Some
we
would
have
say,
each other. Have each other.
Some would say I'm a nomad.
I'm a little chilly. Is there a blanket? I'm a little chilly.
Phoebe immediately takes
chilly.
Off her cloak. Please.
What?
Thank you. Does her cloak fit?
Absolutely not.
It's a very like shoulder shawl
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I put it on. Anyway, it's kind of
look like,
doing it.
It looks
kind
like
of.
Epithets? Epithets? What are the shoulder pads?
Elbow pads?
Nope.
Shoulder pads. Phoebe takes off her shoulder pads.
That was so dumb. Shoulder pads, I meant.
I'm wearing a football costume this whole time.
Suits you.
Thank you.
So, I am... Did all of you introduce yourselves? Yeah. Did I... Sorry, I was listening. All right. I am Dimrin. I am the captain of the ship. You report to me. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a problem?
Sorry,
no.
I just wanted a snack.
I looked over at Carly and she was laughing and it made me laugh.
I was trying to get my M&M and M&M out of my bag.
People are going to think we did this recording very drunk.
I do feel kind of drunk.
100% sober.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. I do feel kind of drunk. But I was trying to get my M&M's bag secretly out.
And that didn't go well.
It was making a very crinkly noise. And I made eye contact with Molly.
Oh, God.
So yummy.
sorry. And so she says, Dimrin, I'm the captain of the ship. You report to me while you are on this ship. I may kick you off this ship if ever I feel like. And my toads do like snacks, am I heard?
So we can feed the toads?
Yeah,
can feed you to the toads.
That's not very welcoming for the beginning of a voyage. Like,
hey, I love making friends while this is a two-week voyage.
Yeah. I thought this was a cruise.
So did I.
So you're saying we're friends. Where's the zip line?
No, I thought it was a boat.
My friendship is something that I would like to consider earned and not given at will.
We'll be friends.
I like to make friends with people who don't threaten to feed me to toads.
Yeah.
I just like to, listen, I do this trip every year. I take the winners up every year. Some of them are good kids. Some of them are bad kids.
Adults.
I don't know what kind you are yet.
We are good ass kids.
Adults.
I'm
good
baby.
So you guys will all be sleeping in some of the hammocks below deck. I can get one of my crew to show you. Crew real quick. This is Barid, Dervin, Avier, Vron, Pink, Brevard, and that is my husband, Bronville.
Husband.
He is the animal handler on this ship. He has a few animals below deck. Just know that you are not to make eye contact with any of them.
What kind of animals?
Yeah, what kind?
You should not be at the bottom level of the deck for any reason.
Curious.
At all. So
still
yes. Yes. Yes.
Curious. Beyond that, feel free to lend any hands that you feel like.
Sweep the cape. Curious.
Curious. Feel free to lend any hands, you know, as this is a river barge, it's mostly just maintenance, you know, no sail business that we have to worry about, just making sure we're staying on course following the maps. Scotty is sort of in charge of keeping you guys fed and alive for the next 2 weeks. So I don't know if I'll be seeing you much, but I'm around if you do have any concerns. And that is the end of my speech. Any questions or concerns? Hmm. Yes.
When's dinner?
That is, Vron over here is the head chef. He will be cooking breakfast 6 a.m., dinner 6 p.m. Yes.
Yes. My question is dinner buffet style?
No.
Or is it okay.
You are given a serving and you eat it. Yes.
Okay. How did you and your husband meet? So cute.
And she says, listen, he's much more of a romantic than I. I'm sort of in business mode right
now. Where's your husband?
And she points off to her husband, who is over there, sort of he's standing at right below the edge of the roof, looking up at one of the toads and sort of just making weird gestures at them that you don't understand.
What is he's nice looking. What does he do?
He is the resident animal handler, and he sort of runs that business on this ship.
What's his name?
He is
Bronville.
Bronville, yes.
It's me again. Another quick question right here. Just throwing a nice softball at you. So what kind of activities are on the ship?
Scotty? And at that point, Scotty sort of jogs over, and she's like, what are we talking about here? And she goes, we are talking about activities. And Scotty goes, oh my god, I was so worried that you guys weren't going to want to do any activities.
Don't tell me you have an ice carver.
What?
Those ice sculptors. They have those on cruise ships.
They do?
Yes, where they sculpt ice.
Oh. I do have some really nice activities planned. Bronville and I have sort of been talking about doing fun activities. Ice sculpting story. Hit me with it.
I have to just ask if Grianna's been on a cruise because she had knowledge.
I thought you were I have an ice sculpture tangent. And I was fucking fine.
Her and her half-dead parents went for spring break.
It's really, you know, when your parents kind of are, have a weird... When you can't move as much, cruises are great.
Mm, that's fair.
They can move perfectly fine, though. But, you know, they just kind of work the half-dead thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Love the cruise. Free frozen yogurt. machine.
Oh, do you guys have that here?
No.
Oh. This Sorry. Sounds so fancy. Last time I was on a boat was not this fancy.
Sorry, moving forward. What were you saying? Didn't mean to cut you off.
So she, Scotty sort of just like takes a breath, nods, and says, okay, so I'm sort of trying to do stuff that but like both is fun mm-hmm. and gets you ready for Burnfort because right. it's a little cutthroat there. And so I just want to make sure you're ready. Have you been to Burnfort before?
No.
I've traveled by it.
Never been in it, like around it, I guess.
Cool. So it's an interesting sort of epicenter of the country that we're in. It's very different from the rest of the country, and it's sort of usually takes foreigners like a day or a week or two to get used to it. But I want to make sure that you are just like ready to go when you get there. So we'll do some like history lessons. We'll do some fun games. Bronville and I, however, we do have a sort of tradition with everyone who each team who sort of comes on the boat is so every second night that we do this, we do sort of have a murder mystery dinner party.
Oh! That was so loud.
I had to take off my headphones.
Mysteries.
Yay!
I have always wanted to do that.
Oh my god, so you guys are in. You guys are in.
Zill's on the floor on all fours.
I already have an accent I want to try out.
Perfect. Oh. So I'll give you all the scrolls with your sort of characters that you're going to be tomorrow, today,
we're gonna
so you can sort of
some more.
Yeah. And so then we'll do sort of a history lesson in the not even a history lesson, sort of like a cultural lesson. In the morning, and then we're going to do a dinner party tomorrow, but today you can just sort of get used to the boat. Usually half of our new passengers who have never been on a boat before kind of spend the day being seasick, so we just want to give you a chance to sort of just, you know, get used to being on the boat, used to being, you know, just like not on flat ground. I mean, it's a rough one for some people. I know me personally, it took me like a week. Could not even get bread down.
Yeah, Cooper's not having a good time.
Yeah, and at that point, German says, all right, okay. So dismissed as she looks at her crew because this conversation is not amusing to her anymore. And she sort of looks at Scotty and she says, you got this? Scotty's like, totally. And you see German sort of go to the hull of the boat to get ready to do takeoff. At that point, Scotty looks at the four of you, looks down at Arthur, and she says, Arthur, I have particularly planned some really great activities for you and I that I think will be super, super fun, so get ready. But besides that, the four of you, we are about to take off. Speak now or forever hold your breath.
I'm breathing out of my nose.
I was going to ask, have we all been on a boat before or something?
I have, but I think...
I was on that cruise once.
Yeah, I've been on a boat.
Yeah, no, I've been on some janky boats. I'm fine. Cooper's not, though.
Maybe already once.
Yeah, I've been on a boat once.
Other than that, like canoeing.
Have I been on it more than once?
I think you've been on a boat.
I've been on a boat a few times.
A few times, yeah.
So we're all pretty seasoned boaters.
Yeah, and so Cooper. At that point she's like, all right then, we'll get the thing going. If you head downstairs, there are hammocks. You can see that most of them have been claimed, but that's where you'll be sleeping, as per usual, on like boats. Yes. Anyways, have fun. And she walks away. So at that point, it is just the four of you as Dimran sort of yells, set out! And you feel the boat sort of being taken, untied, as it starts slowly sailing down this river.
Oh, I'm sorry, interrupted you. But I have a question.
Yes.
Is her husband, is he like on the deck with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir?
Hey, guys, I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick.
Okay. She goes down to the bottom deck.
All right.
Wait.
No, you're not allowed down there.
Can I catch on and then follow?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I don't say it as shady as that, though.
I'm, like, looking at Zill in the eyes. I was like, yeah, me too. Cooper's got a release.
Great. Yeah, because Cooper needs to go to a toilet to go to the bathroom.
We all have our things. We're on a ship, yeah.
Right. Okay, you're right. You're right. Fair enough.
Okay, let's go, Kai.
All right, so then you guys, like, walk away. Where do you go?
I wanna go to the. I go like I'm going to the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, same. I knew you'd be down. Yeah.
Brianna doesn't notice.
Neither does Phoebe. She's trying to ask Bronville how he met his wife.
Yeah. Excuse me.
And Brianna's secretly really interested.
Yeah. We need to know.
I love love stories.
Right.
I love love.
Excuse me, sir.
And he's like paying attention to the toads on the roof, and he looks at you guys and says, "Brianna."
Yes, my name.
Phoebe.
Yep.
Welcome to the ship. How can I help you?
How'd you meet your wife?
How'd
you meet her?
The best story. I've heard some people who have tried to rival our own, but it was actually, we managed to thwart an assassination attempt.
Shit.
But I do have a rule. I must tell the story with a bottle of brandy. So tonight at dinner?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Oh my goodness.
I know that my wife's a little weird and rude.
Well,
she's a gem. I promise you all are going to be great friends.
Yeah. Okay. So opposites attract for real. This is showing. Yeah.
Alrighty. We'll continue this. I am going to have to climb up into that roof to have a conversation with Trevor, but thank you.
Who's Trevor? The toad?
He's a toad.
Trevor the toad.
Trevor the
toad. At that point, he's climbing up the ladder. I'm going to need you two to make stealth checks.
Before we get down to where it would be areas where we would need to sneak, I want to talk to Kai.
Okay.
And I just want to stop for a second. It'll be like, Kai.
Yeah.
Before we do this, I just want to say I know back when we were going back to Troutbeck, things kind of got fucked. You know, things kind of got fucked up.
Yeah, I went dark for a second.
So did I.
We're past it.
It's okay to feel bad about it. Okay. Just,
you know, I went back before we left last night to see if I could find the guy in the pond and bury him. And he was not there.
No.
He was not there. So.
I don't think he got up, though. I still think he's dead.
I do. No, I do, too. There's no. I definitely killed him.
Yeah. I felt
the life be ripped out of him by my hands.
Oh.
But I just want to, say it out there that I went back and he wasn't there.
Maybe his family.
I went back and ate him.
Phoebe ate cannibalism.
That's why you gained so much weight.
I just want you to know, though. You know, I don't regret what happened, but I'm here to talk to you.
I think I need
to talk. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I'm so glad someone understands. And I can just, oh. And, you know, I'm always here for you, too. You know, and even, I know, I can be a little, nosy with your life. But if you ever just need, a blank slate space to talk to, I can give pretty good relationship advice.
Thank you.
Just putting it out there, you know. Yeah. I'm not pushing you, but
yeah.
I can keep a secret for sure.
Katie Mae,
keep that in mind.
Okay. All right.
Finish your conversation. Oh,
I don't know what else to say.
Oh, the guards are gone.
Okay.
Let's go.
There are no guards.
We're going to pull off the biggest heist
of what
I've ever pulled.
Why?
I bring my hand up slowly and then boom.
Oh, out.
Power high five.
All right, power high five. Please roll stealth.
Katie Mae.
Yes.
Is there any way we can get TV sitcom sound effects on our podcast? Like, ooh.
Yeah.
16.
I got a 20, but it's not nat, so it's.
Oh, okay. I got a 16.
Okay, let me just roll some dice real quick.
That's a no on the sitcom sound effects.
Give me a.
All right, I'll act surprised when you do.
Thank you. And so you guys head down onto the first lower deck, basement floor one, you see that there's the kitchen and a bunch of hammocks, and that's the living quarters, and you have to walk to the end of that to sort of go down the other set of the ladder to get to the bottom deck. And at that point, you are going to have a harder time getting around because this deck is smaller, built for a dwarf. So you're just going to be crouching from here on out.
Oh, I could totally.
and so you guys climb down this ladder and you are just in a perpetual crouch from now on. Okay. And you sort of get to it. There is a door.
Okay, it's locked. Or can I check it for magical traps?
You can check it for magical traps. Roll.
What would I roll? Arcana?
Yeah.
Arcana is 19.
Okay. No magic traps. But as you're sort of doing your spell through the other side of the door, you hear the sound of you hear like a and then a large glass crashing sound from the other side of the room, and then a brief like,
is it locked?
Do you try the door?
Yeah, I mage hand on the door.
Yeah, it's locked.
Okay.
I could just break it down.
Is it wood?
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Can we? Oh, you're crouched though. Can I try? Can we? You want to? Do you want to both her? Try to? Yeah. We're both gonna try to break it down.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Strength.
Yes.
Oh, I crit failed.
Mm. Still breaks both arms.
I break my hand. Your strength modifier.
Oh.
21. What was the just like the straight 16. Up score? Okay. So you go to like barge through this door, and Zil, you've read enough like novels and stuff to like, you're pretty sure.
I've read enough kobold boys.
You've read enough kobold boys to like know how this goes down, and so you try to do it with your shoulder.
Oh my god.
And you go to break through with your shoulder, and you feel your shoulder dislocate.
Oh my god.
You have dislocated your shoulder.
Oh my god, can I try to pop idiot? It back?
Yeah. Are you just straight up popping it back, or are you like with precision trying to pop
she
it back?
She does a
in?
Magic trick and tries to pop it back. Damn.
Are you Jesus. Just like trying to do it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to pop it back.
All right, roll dexterity with disadvantage. Actually, do you have a medicine? Do you have medicine at all?
What is medicine under?
Intelligence?
No, I don't.
Okay. Wisdom? I don't know what it's under.
Oh, it's... So, I'm rolling dex with disadvantage. 16.
All right. So, it takes you a few seconds, but you do manage to, like, pop it back into place. Oh, but it is immensely painful.
Zil, you good?
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm so strong. I got this one.
And and so, the door, like, doesn't break open because, like, she... But you can try again if you would like.
Can I?
Yes. Because Zil was sort of taking up the majority of, like, the door breaking in space. Okay. And you were, like, closer to the hinges where it's harder to break in. So now that you're, like, closer to the actual, like, doorknob itself, you can try.
Okay, this is what I do. I like, kind of crouch back up a bit, turn to the side, run, and then boom.
All right.
Crouch,
roll.
Run. Crouch, run. I got, can I add my strength to
it? Mm-hmm.
16.
All right. Roll damage. Roll damage.
What would it be? What dice?
D4.
Okay.
What plus it be? What it
three?
Be?
D4 plus three.
6.
All right. That'll do it. You're the damage of the door was 3. So 4. And then just like that, you do manage to break open the door and swing it open pretty loudly. At that point, Carly, Griana, and Phoebe, you may now either choose to roll perception or wisdom checks.
Wisdom.
Well, perception is wisdom.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So,
okay.
So I'll just do perception.
Ooh, so let me see.
Oh.
21.
Oh.
18.
All right, so you both hear at that point a muffled, like, sound. God. And your friends are gone.
Damn it.
So it's just sort of just like, you can begin to put that together.
I was in the middle of painting Griana's nails. I have to do the fucking top coat, but I think something happened. So we'll do it later.
Fuck. This is my first manicure in like that I've ever had.
I swear to God, I will finish it once.
We smudged when we were alarmed. We got smudged. The top coat. You're going to have to redo that nail.
I'll do it. No, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
God fucking damn it.
Shoot!
And so you guys, I assume, like, start heading that way.
Phoebe rage stomps down because she knows exactly where they were to fucking go.
What do we see, though?
Yeah, so you guys, you guys actually, you break into the room and you both look through the doorway and there's, like, a bunch of cages down here. And at the end of the hallway,
are they all big cages?
varying in sizes, many different sizes.
I hope there's a lizard. I want a lizard.
You see okay. that
we'll get you a lizard.
In the very far back corner, there is a girl backed up against a wall with a broken cage, glass cage that had been previously existing. And there are a solid 10, 11 snakes slithering around in between you and her.
What is this girl?
Upon further roll a... See, I don't know what to make you guys roll if you remember past NPCs. But you two aren't there yet. But you two, yeah, just roll up a straight. Let's just do intelligence, and then I'll come up with a thing for you to roll later.
Should Caroline I roll?
When the line is at the bottom,
it is 12.
Okay.
Oh, should we roll?
Not yet. You're not there yet.
Okay, great. Because that was a bad roll.
Good. Good.
I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 6.
I don't know who it is.
Would you roll?
No.
Oh, I was supposed to roll two.
Yes.
That's my bad.
It's int.
So 16. You can tell that this is the girl who was in the circle with you that Gordon Maymont rescued and yelled at the entire trip back.
Hey,
this is
I know you.
This Whoa, wait. Is Gordon's sister.
When?
Who?
Her what? Name is from my notes. Her name is Mavis.
Wait, who's Gordon?
Gordon's the interrogator.
Oh, it's his daughter.
His sister.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember.
I don't remember what? This.
All right.
Hey, did you mean to break open that glass thing and have all those snakes fly?
And she's looking at it. She's like, oh my God. Oh, thank God. Help me. Help me.
Is mage hand enough to like scoop them away?
Did she break the scoop glass?
Yeah, you can. You can mage hand.
Can I mage hand these snakes?
They're large snakes.
How much do they weigh?
Like flying.
So
like flying snakes.
God, how much does an average?
Is she the one that broke the glass, or is Zill?
Not me. We heard the glass from outside the door.
No, we heard it before we banged in.
Oh, shit.
So, and then really quickly go, Kai, if anybody asks, we heard a banging noise and we came in.
Absolutely.
We're here to help.
So, the average... She's the rebel maker. Okay. I would say they're about 7 pounds each.
7 pounds each?
Yes.
I can carry up to 10?
Pounds?
I think so. 10 pounds? So, I want to one
by one. You can one by one move.
Is there any, like, other extra cages that I see?
There are a few unopened...
One
so,
by one,
so
like
you're,
I start
so you're
them
one
in
by
there.
One.
Can I
okay.
talk to the snakes?
Yes, you can.
Oh my God, yes. Yes.
So wait. You start approaching the snakes.
You speak okay. Parcel tongue?
I speak with animals.
Yeah, so you cast speak with animals.
Hi,
or...
guys. Okay, so I'm not here to kill you. We are not here to kill you. We're just here to get you safely back in your cage. What do you how do you feel about that? You want to cooperate?
Get us off yes. ship.
What?
Get sus off ship.
Zill
what
just
are they saying? What are they saying? What are they saying?
Get sus out.
Oh, you want to leave the
ships.
Ship. Okay, how about this? Hey. We land in 2 weeks. Okay, let's make a deal.
This whole time?
I don't want to throw you out into the sea. Okay, because that would be bad. You probably can't swim, right?
I can't hear. I can't understand.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah.
No, this whole time Zill's hearing sus. And
Henry,
she's like, what's going on?
Are we there yet?
Henry?
You're like, you're arriving as Kai is like speaking to snakes.
And there's blood on the wall, and in written it says the Chamber of
Secrets
has
been opened. Yeah.
There's a petrified cat hanging.
Yeah.
And then Bronville comes down and is like, vodka!
What have you done with my precious cat?
Can I finish talking to you?
Sorry.
Do you guys get that? I can't really release right now because we're on the water.
Rescue.
Okay, give me 2 weeks.
Rest once now.
Once we
I'm
land.
Just going to pick them up and put them in.
You are like picking
I,
up.
Can I pick them up, put them in cages? Dude?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Oh, dude, but come when on. That,
well, okay. No, you're doing this at the same time.
Oh, you are? Okay,
yeah.
So she's just going to put you back, and I promise in 2 weeks I will let you free.
Save us.
I am.
Jesus.
I'm going to save you.
Save
Will you cooperate? Are they cooperating?
Thank I'm putting you. Them in cages. So.
Okay.
Yeah, at that point, like as you're getting like the final like four into the cages, there's an arrival of two additional characters.
Hey, buds.
Hey,
shh. Hey, you fucking jackasses.
What the heck?
What the heck? Jackasses.
We heard
a glass
break. We heard glass break
and a
gas.
So this wasn't
so we
you?
We came down to check it out.
Are you,
yeah.
I do not believe you.
Why were you coming down here in the first place?
We heard
to
glass
check
break.
Out the place.
We were checking out our quarters.
Yeah.
Phoebe was doing my nails.
Oh, well, you didn't have to come down. We're fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a sound. Sure. We heard sounds.
How old is this Mavis person that I don't remember?
Young lady?
16.
Okay.
Oh, child.
16. Actually, no. She's a legal adult. She's graduated. She's 17. She can't 17.
Rent a car. Do I remember her name or just...
You remember her name is Mavis,
okay.
Yes.
Hey, and can I go? Oh, yeah, can I, like, can yeah. I go over by her and be like, hey, are you okay?
She says, yeah, I'm fine. I just, snakes, man. Anyways, you didn't see me. Anyways, bye. What and she starts, like, shoving you to try and get you to leave the room.
I just shoved my ground.
Excuse me.
What are you
me.
Doing?
Excuse
She's
me.
She's like,
obviously you stowed away on this boat, but why?
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Hey, excuse me. Fucking touch me. Do not touch me.
Girl, it's like my nails. My nails that were just painted.
I'm sorry. I'm going through many different personalities. I don't know who I am anymore. Sorry.
We saved you. The least you could do is give us some answers as to why you're on this boat.
You're not supposed to be here.
Jeez. Big little lies.
Oh, jeez.
Big Little Lies.
She's like, oh, I love that show.
Listen, we're cool.
Are we?
Are we?
Hoopst, are you?
Hoopst. I just don't understand how we even got to being cool because nothing happened. You just broke glut. We saw you and then you're like, we're cool.
I like, what? I super appreciate it.
You just jumped a
What's
bunch
your
of
name?
Steps. Mavis.
Mavis.
Do you remember Mavis?
You get in trouble easy. Why, you were in the circle, and now
Did
you're
they have
here
to roll? They, in, they in have snake to roll. Hell. We had to roll.
Yeah, you do have to roll. You do have to roll.
Who is it?
Roll a straight intelligence.
Fuck, I rolled the same. Is it?
I rolled a four as well.
Wait, I rolled a nine.
Her name's Mavis, guys.
Thanks, I rolled a 10.
Oh.
Mavis.
Mavis. So, Mavis.
Are you? Do you tell them where you recognize her from, or do you just
She's,
say it's?
She's what's his face? Is Gordon saw? Remember the one who got in trouble?
Oh, Gordon.
Yeah. Or the girl who was in the circle.
Kind of.
The
yeah.
girl.
Yes,
the girl.
And that was unfortunate. And I wish we had met under better circumstances. I totally agree.
So why were you in the room that you weren't supposed to be in?
I thought that this would be a very easy and cheap way to get to Burnfort. So.
Why do you have to go to Burnfort?
Yeah.
Are you telling the truth?
Why do you have to go to Burnfort?
You know where the champions, dummy.
Yeah. Right, and I came in third place, and these are all simple truths.
Is she telling the truth?
Yeah, but what's stopping us from telling the captain that you're here? Captain Crunch up there.
Yeah.
What's
stopping us? Don't we, ladies, gotta stick together, though?
Yeah, but if you're shady.
Yeah, you're not a sister yet, sister.
I just watched you guys break.
Sorry, that was great.
You're not a sister yet, brother.
I just watched you guys break into a.
I'm sorry. I would say you just watched us save your life.
Yeah, that's fair.
Excuse welcome. Me.
And so no
you
one.
You fucking saved your life.
Fucking excuse me.
Are you kidding me?
Fucking save your life.
Sweetie. Sweetie.
You're never going to be a sister.
Listen to me.
Speak to your manager.
All of a sudden, Griana has a pixie haircut.
Can I speak to the manager, please?
Oh, my God. I'm just so tired of being.
So how about we just, like, you never saw me. I never saw you.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Why are you going to Burnfort?
Yeah.
Thangdale is fucking dumb.
I'm sorry, what?
I swear to God, I will tell your brother on you.
I would. Cool. What if you. Listen, that's why I'm leaving, right? Because
you're blushing. You're nervous.
You have a crush on your brother.
Ew, don't do that to me. This is Liz saying don't do that.
Oops. I would hell. Oops.
This is Game of Thrones.
Don't do that.
Oops.
she's like, listen, yeah, because he's like a bit of an overprotective weirdo.
Who's her brother?
Gordon Lindmont, the same guys who interrogated.
I thought you said that was her dad.
No, that's her brother.
That's her.
Oh, I totally thought.
That's
you said
her daddy
dad.
Brother.
There's like a 15. There's like a 15 year age difference though between the two of them.
I'm so
sorry. That's her brother.
Yeah, that's her brother. And she's like, so we're cool.
Why do you keep saying that?
Yeah. Is she telling the truth?
Can we I don't like know
roll? You can roll insight. You can roll an insight check.
13 plus. I got. Oh wait,
17.
Am I supposed to give you my dice?
No, not today.
17.
All right. I'm gonna roll in as well.
Is it because you wanna watch us win?
I got a 10.
I got 11. Oh, wait, insight? I got a 16, baby.
All right, so everyone except for Kai can trust in this honesty. She seems to be just like a teen.
Like, you know what? I'm a sucker for a lovable scamp.
She's like, listen, Gordon was part of a very fine investigation service, right? Bellwether and Maymont. Best name in Langdale, right? The worst. I hated it. Cool. And I, you know, I figured I could go to Burnfort and, you know, sort of talk to a higher up about what I learned about the Dispara and then, like, maybe start an investigation, like, thing of my own, you know?
Ooh, that's dangerous. That's awesome.
Oh, okay, cool.
How about...
Why don't you just tell us?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys were, like, involved, man.
Well,
like,
we're stuck on the ship for, like,
we murdered
weeks.
A bunch of them.
Yeah. You were going to stay down here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you guys, like, have the sigils on you. I saw
them. We stole them from their corpses.
Are you talking about the
that's
body
hard,
sigils?
That's hardcore.
How about we bring you food and stuff down here so you don't...
That would be super great because and that means less sneaking around that I have to do.
I take a bread roll out of my breasts and I hand one to her.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah.
Maybe it's if we feed you, you can tell us what you know, if you're comfortable with that.
It's your breadst.
It's the breadst. Is that is that the best we comedy majors?
Carbies.
It's her breast bread.
Breadst.
It's her. Just like Panera. I got one. I got one. I got one.
Episode because I said boat opportunities earlier.
Carly. Yeast teats.
Yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That just sounds like an STD on your boobs.
Like yeasty. Nipple infections.
Yeasty nipples.
Ooh.
There we go.
And we're back.
So we'll bring you food, and
perfect.
I'll bring you food. I'm not going to sign everyone else up
hey,
for it.
But no funny business, maybe.
Yeah. Please don't sink the ship or I'll get fired. And I just got this job.
I like 5 minutes ago. I,
please.
That was not in the plan. So I think you're good. So we cool?
Yeah.
For the yeah. Finally, after
still
you say
not a
that,
sister
we're cool.
Yet.
You're a cousin. Well, yeah, that's far further off than a brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Second cool. cousin.
I what? Guess. How did the glass break? What the fuck did you do?
I bumped into it and then it fell over and then the snakes were everywhere and I hated it.
Classic cool. Mavis, am I right?
Classic
Mavis.
Mavis. She says, because Mavis. I was finishing building this. And then she steps on a cage and like hauls herself up to get closer to the ceiling. And you see that she's built herself a hammock that's like incredibly close to the roof that is sort of used with like this dark,
material?
Yeah, but what is sack material? Sack material.
Burlap.
Yes, thank you, burlap. This is very, very dark brown burlap that sort of blends in with the wood above her. Perhaps an indicator of a longer thought out plan. And so you see that she can sort of like nest up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
She is a lanky teen.
That's fucking dope.
So she's like, "Cool, I'll save this. I'll save this bread from later." That's actually 20 lanky Langdale girls in your area.
Barely legal lanky Langdale.
Uh oh. I thought I left hell, but I was still here all along.
All right.
Come on, Liz. I'm so excited.
Are there any cute
birthday.
Animals down here?
You want to look around? You can roll an investigation check.
Is there any lizards?
Roll an investigation check.
Oh, yeah. Or should I roll?
17.
Oh. Oh.
Are there any other ferrets?
Yeah, you can roll.
I got a
13 investigation check.
What are you looking for?
I don't know anything I can find.
I got a 9.
All right. You're the only one who finds what you're truly looking for. There's this cage that has four chinchillas in it. And chinchillas are cute as hell.
Cute.
I opened it.
Wow. Can I open it?
No.
You go to open it, and Mavis is like, "Hey, can we not?
Let me have this."
Brianna picks up Phoebe. We're going back. Please. Up. You
I
need to finish
to
my top
one.
Coat.
And at that point, Brianna, with Phoebe over her shoulder, starts taking her out of the room.
Come on.
Kai and Zil, what are you doing?
I just wanted to look for a lizard, and there is none.
And you can't find a lizard.
Is there any cool things that look dangerous?
No.
There are things that you, like, literally cannot put names to. There are just things that you've seen. There are several, like, spider bins.
Ooh.
There are several.
Spider bins.
Are you putting your hand in just a random tank?
You're not going to get bit and turn into Spider-Man. I know that's what you're thinking.
I can dream. Oh,
that's what you wish. Or Lizard Man.
I really do want to put my hand in a random thing, but, like, I don't want to get it bitten off.
That's...
You try, and then I smack it away.
So
you realize that the longer you stay here, the longer the larger the probability of someone, one, notices the four of you missing, and two, goes to investigate. All right, as you're leaving, roll an intelligence check.
17?
15. Hold on.
Yeah, 17.
9.
I keep looking at my charisma instead of my intelligence, but they're the same thing.
Who rolled above a 14?
Me.
All right, so everyone but Kai leaves and thinks about the fact that the door that they're leaving, that they're shutting, has a broken lock on it.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Sorry.
Phoebe's face still wet with tears from the chinchilla.
Wait, so worry.
Well, somebody has to come down and do checks, so somebody should see it and fix it.
So wait, is what you're saying is I'm just, like, hanging out in there?
No, we all left, but three.
Yeah,
of
I
us
know you guys are going to leave,
like, oh,
and these three realize that, like, you broke the lock on this door, and that is what I like to call evidence.
Anyone know how to fix this lock?
Oh wait,
or replace
do I have
it?
Mending? Yeah, I do. I mend it.
Nice. Not mark it off in your. Is it a cantrip?
It's a cantrip.
Nice. All right, so you do mend it. Yeah. Nice catch.
High five.
Are you serious?
That was the worst high five I've ever
They just missed each other.
We did so good the second time.
Yeah. All right, so you guys head back up, and now I'd like to introduce our next segment called Everyone Roll a Seasick Check.
Oh. What do I add to
that? Roll a constitution check and see how you bear on the seas.
18.
12.
Oh, 19. Yeah, I was afraid.
What'd you roll? Add your constitution.
Oh.
I have a feeling
a 7.
Yeah. Ooh.
Wait, I have a 20. Yeah, it's a plus 5.
So how many?
So I have, I rolled a 2 and then I add 5.
Oh. All right. Sorry, I thought you were adding 5 to 7 and I was like, oh, then you're in the clear, but you're not. You're super not in the clear. Anyone roll 12 or below?
I rolled a 12, right? Wait. What are we rolling, constitution?
Yeah.
Oh no, I rolled a 9.
So Kai and Zil, you get about half an hour in before you're like, oh no, especially since Zil, for you, perhaps the act of boats isn't, like, pleasant for you.
Yep.
Yeah,
forgot about this part.
And so you guys are a little out of commission for the next few hours.
Brianna,
but
doesn't throw up.
Brianna doesn't throw up.
Yeah.
Guys, got. Oh, sorry.
I take off.
I just started thinking about throw
my
up.
My jean vest, because I don't want to get it.
Can
dirty.
I have my cape back real quick?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I take off my jean vest and put it on my hammock.
Yes. Yeah, so you call a hammock. Are you doing top hammock or bottom hammock?
Top.
All right. Are you a top hammock or a bottom?
Bottom.
Are you
a top or a bottom?
Are you a top or a bottom?
Are you a top or a bottom?
We're now's the segment called Are
I'm
You a Top or a Bottom?
I'm going to take a bottom.
All right.
And it's time for top or bottom.
I guess the two heaviest are the bottoms.
That's fair.
That makes
what?
Sense.
All right, I'll take
we
it.
Didn't, yeah, we were late to the call.
No, I need a bottom.
I take some power
or else
bottom.
I physically can't.
Mm-hmm. I take a power bottom
I take
bunk.
A power bottom hammock.
Yeah,
I
lift, bottom bunk. I lift Phoebe into her.
Top bunk?
Top bunk. And she,
Phoebe, you feel tall for the first time.
You raise me up, she's up forever.
I don't know the words.
She raises up.
Hey guys, and thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons. Nope.
Hey guys.
Welcome to Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. I hope you liked it. We had a really fun time recording it. Thing is that this is gonna be a really good three-part series. Part one was this one, part two is the murder mystery dinner party, and part three is the part where I burned the boat down.
Business face. We really hope that you actually did enjoy this episode.
I hope you didn't.
Molly hopes you didn't because she's leaving the show. So
yeah, no, this was a really fun session for me.
Yeah, and it was Molly's goodbye session, which you will hear the end of. I'm in a few weeks. But besides that, I wanted to say that we had a really fun time doing the Twitter giveaway stuff and the Tumblr and the Instagram. We are shipping out those boxes tomorrow. Molly has been helping me fit a few extra goodies in that box.
Ooh,
because we just wanted to make sure they were super cute before we sent them off. So we're super excited to get those out. Congratulations to the winners. Fun fact, announcement. I don't know if I said this before, but I'm going to be at Gen Con later this month. So if you would like to find me when I'm there, you can go find me on Twitter at OKKatieMay, and we can figure something out. Besides that, next week, Party Anthem, LMFAO, Murder Mystery Dinner Party. it's actually my favorite game. Goodbye Dungeons and Dragons. Who needs that when you give everyone a bunch of pre-assigned characters and one of them a murder?
It was so fun, though. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Best disaster we've ever created.
I've been waiting for this since I joined this fucking podcast. So yeah. Thanks.
I was like, I want to make a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. And you guys were like, murder mystery podcast? Did I hear a murder mystery dinner podcast?
It was so good. I hope you guys like it.
Yeah, so we'll throw that to you.
I'm gonna ollie-oop that your way, guys.
You almost swish that at you next Sunday. I know it's technically Monday for Central Time people, but you know what? California's getting this one right the fuck on time. So enjoy this episode. We will see you next week. I'm letting Molly help me in these outros because, heck it, she's leaving the podcast. Oh. Enjoy the last few moments of fun you have left.
Ow, my heart.
Ouch. Ow. Anyways, guys, we will see you next week for our adventure.
Who will continue?